flying by. Let's get Patrice O'Neill in here. He's been waiting a very long time.
Yeah.
He's got two briefcases, and there's a couple kind of hot women out there, I guess. They're kind of hot.
Dude.
What?
Don't insult the ladies.
I said they're kind of hot.
Very attractive.
Who's this? That one, she is
kind of
hot.
Kind of hot, right?
It's all right. I mean,
you know, not know. What?
The Lisa Loeb glasses on the one.
Yeah, about a 5.5. That's not bad.
They're right. One is sitting on the other's lap.
Right.
Patrice, what happened to you, first of all? Patrice, don't bring the energy of the show down, my brother.
I know, dude.
I know you had to wait
really
a long time.
Really excited in this motherfucker, man.
And then it takes forever to get in here.
Holy
you gotta get
shit!
Past security.
Don't you have a fucking do not rape master pole list, you motherfuckers? Holy shit! My energy was fine for 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then not only the master pole raping, these. Ben and him keep coming out doing the finger snap, we'll get you in, like I'm here to plug dildos, man. I just came to say hello. Send me home.
The finger snap.
Hey, we'll get you in. Like, what the, what?
Should we do the news so you feel at home?
Holy moly. See, I knew that's what it was. What the fuck? Can I tell a story? What am I going to do? Just call you and tell it? I can't do another radio show? I'm back, ain't I? Hey, why don't you tell the story? What, I wait 2 years to tell the story that happened yesterday? Hey, Opie, here's what happened to me. Pretend we're on radio.
You know,
why'd you... He
likes causing trouble.
That's what he did. This whole system changed now. They're like, we're back now. This is what we're going to do.
Satellite radio, there's not much processing, so just back off the mic a little bit. All you're right. Killing people at home. Oh, I mean,
sorry.
You're hilarious, but just back off. Don't eat the mic.
Oh, not even
only when
technical
you're yelling.
Terms. It's changed.
Well, you talk up here when you're yelling back.
I apologize.
It was very funny.
You can see Opie came out. Opie came out trying to give me a hello. How you doing? But it really, you can feel it.
It was insincere, right?
I'm not goofy, and I'm not needy either. Don't like me no more, fellas. I did the enemy show when you were gone.
Hold on. No, everyone knows
the
that.
Finger snap.
Everyone.
And what is with Master Poe, Opie?
Wait, hold on. I want to address what you're saying because it is the truth. We've never played that game. We understand you guys got to go on other radio shows. We
oh, you're supposed to stay off of any other radio show for 2 years.
Don't
all,
you? Don't you go near
just
him?
Just because Voss was stupid enough not to do any other shows doesn't mean you had to.
But that's what I'm saying.
We never played that game before. We understand.
I'm loyal to Opie and Anthony, but you weren't around.
Right. Exactly.
So if you had to say, hey, come on in and talk about the whole thing, you know, hey, yeah, come on in. But there's no Opie and Anthony. Somebody said, come on down. I said,
you
hey,
can say Howard.
Can you say Howard?
Yeah, of course.
So Stern's like, come down and tell the story. It was fresh in my mind. I was feeling.
Wait, what story did you tell?
Like
the old Brazil story.
Oh, the Brazil.
Oh, okay.
When it was
fresh.
But I wasn't talking about just, you know, dildos and hookers, man. It changed my life in a sort of a way. So I had to get it out.
We all knew that behind, you know, we knew that a long time ago.
But we
that,
didn't have a show.
Right. You went down to Brazil one time just to hang out and have fun. Like, I heard about this place from other people at the comedy cellar. Next thing you know, you go down every 3 months now or something crazy
I
like
can't
that.
Stop going
he
down.
Adopted and abroad from down there.
First of all, pussy whipped. I this is one of. I just came down for abuse.
No, not at all.
Yeah, Rich doesn't want to mess with you.
I don't fucking.
All right, so let's start with this. What happened with Master Poe? He didn't search my buddy Tyson
all,
Walters from the Cowboys.
First of all, Opie,
oh, Master
you
Poe's
know
in
what
studio.
Happened with Master Poe. Why is he being coy with me? Because
I like
why
rubbing it in.
What
like,
happened?
What happened?
Why don't treat me like Crazy Patty or something? You know what he does. My asshole is as big as a cookie, the Christmas cookie canister. Look at it, man. He goes like this. He goes, hey, Patrice, how are you, man? Good to see you. Come in here. What?
Pull down your pants.
So why he's forcing himself on you, he's asking you for things. Hey, why I'm grunting. He's like, hey, can I get a picture later, dude? Great. I'm grunting again. Hey, there's hot chocolate over here. And you can tell he's a sociopath.
He's got problems. We all know that.
So I don't want to bring the spirit of the show down.
I
can see how Opie looks at me without the corner of his eye now. He's looking at me with his peripheral vision. I love y'all. I called him yesterday. Hey, Ope, man, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I know I did the thing, but, you know, hey, no return call. I'm Hollywood, too, Opie.
I called Ben and said, just call Patrice
yeah,
back.
Just let him
me.
On. Keep him out there waiting. I'm looking out there like a homeless child waiting to get in here with a bag of dildos like I'm a jackass.
And you see how much fun we're having in here, too.
like a dick.
Yeah, he's watching us laugh and have fun through the window.
I let him in, and Ben's coming over. Hey,
we get you right in.
Snap, what? Come on in. What happened?
It's a whole new ball game with us, bro.
Oh, man, y'all changed. Holy moly.
Hey, we got the networked freaking TV here today.
That's why you're changing. You just changed. Look, Anthony didn't even speak to me. He didn't say hi once.
Patrice, hello, welcome back.
Phony one.
How are you?
Welcome back with you guys. And I hear on the streets, hey, yeah, we want Patrice in. Nothing. Not a hi. I didn't know you was back. Hey. So he fell in love. Norton don't talk to me no more.
No.
You put the silent word out. I'm not silly.
Master, so what did you do to him?
You know what people do.
There he is. Master Pose. We all have theme music too, Patrice.
Why does he do this?
He's head of security. He is like the sensei at Cobra Kai.
It's not only security. It's almost an insulting. It's almost painful.
Yeah.
Painful. You got to give a list, man.
Yeah, and all the paperwork you had to fill out. And
paperwork?
Fingerprint?
Then he comes out 7 times for more information. Phone number? And I'm sitting there going, I know he's dangerous. So I'm going, Mr. Poe? Why are you asking me for this? Oh, that's just in case Opie asked me to call. And you can't go take a hike because it's something. I know he's big under that, all of that garb. What the hell happened?
He just has these skills. He's like a knife fighter. He knows how to do all these things.
I can tell. Patrice, he's a Puerto Rican with a mullet. That can't be. That has to be dangerous.
Patrice, I can tell you this much.
Spanish mullets?
I can tell you this much. We really don't know why he's here. XM hired him.
So, he works for XM?
So we're wondering what kind of threats did XM get that they had to hire like a trained assassin?
And put him in a lockup.
Dude,
over
he's
there.
Our secretary.
And he has 1,000
technically, he's our secretary.
Where you know he's dangerous. Like, you look at him and go, oh my God, this guy is dangerous.
Yeah.
And he's just, and it takes long, but you're scared to do this.
They hired him to train guys at where? Quantico?
Yes.
To train Quantico guys to kill with their hands.
What's Quantico?
It's Virginia, the Marine Corps.
They brought him in to train them to kill people. To train Marines. Marines, who already pretty much got a good hold on how to kill people.
Yeah.
They had to bring him in to make them kill better, more, or faster. Or...
And yeah, now he's in control of our listeners coming by with like gifts.
He's training killers.
He can take Stalker Patty out if she acts up.
I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there trying to behave myself. I could not believe what was going on.
Yeah.
I thought it's because you hated me. But it's
absolutely not.
But he
thought it was like Canon camera or something. It's the real deal.
He took a picture of my ID. And then I see the Quantico thing. I didn't know what Quantico was, but the Quantico.
He's very proud of that. He's got that hanging up. He's got that hanging up in his little.
Of course,
little area.
When you just can look at him and tell his name. You just look at him and tell
Tyson. Did you get Friston? No, nothing. See,
nothing happened to Tyson.
Why, Mr. Poe?
Okay, well, first of all,
what's the difference between these two guys that I could think of?
There's no
both
difference.
Big guys.
But he said hello, Patrice, my good friend from years ago. Then he proceeded to pummel me.
You know, Tyson and you are about the same size, so
big
I don't know what the difference
I don't
is.
Think
really,
that, I think almost the bigger. I think the bigger, the better for people. Like he sizes you up, and I think he wants you to be bigger and in shape, so it makes him feel better when he
feel
hurts you
a little better.
How many bones have you pushed up into somebody's brain in your lifetime?
No, I'm not about violence. I'm really not here to hurt you. I have to do a job, and I just wanted to make sure that I got all the information from you,
in
which I did.
Oh, boy.
But but you had no problem when the superior race guy walked right through.
Well, let's
no, no. Okay, wait. Hold on. First of
all, why don't you check the big white man? Let's just be honest here. This is satellite,
right? I knew that he was coming down. I knew that you were coming down, and I could only take one of you at a time.
So
in order for me to take, I knew that he had to come in. He was
Why pick the white guy over the black guy?
And well, because I had someone in the studio already. I had someone in my office already. I had two people.
Let me ask you a quick question. Does Opie? I'm gonna just find out right now. Does Opie and Anthony, either one, have a special "Do not get raped by Master Polis"? Can they stop this from happening?
He's done it to my like Family members.
Everyone that comes in here. I'll,
so they can't stop it?
Not
really.
All right.
There's something with XM.
It's beyond us.
It's beyond us.
They're scared to come in here when they see him. Yeah. They got to sneak
in. Hey, Obi and Anthony, great show yesterday. Sit down.
Monthly cavity search. There he goes. You hear that snap of that latex glove go on Poe's hand?
Oh,
and you know it's time.
His whole face changed, Anthony.
Yeah.
Like you can see something's going on.
He's working.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly eyeing for the threat, looking, waiting to make that lightning quick move and rip your throat out.
There's no we know hims, huh?
Nope.
Well, all right.
He's that
but
good.
I'm happy that you guys are back. This is my official welcome back.
Thank you, Patrice. Good to see you again.
I didn't realize although I know you moved to the morning.
I've seen Patrice many times. I turn on TV. Patrice is there.
I used to be.
I saw you on, what the hell was that show? That new show.
Remember, I brought up his name when he did that. Narrated by Ronnie Howard.
Arrested Development.
I tried my best.
I saw you on there. You were the background convict guy.
Yeah. First of all, fellas, you know my career has taken a complete and utter halt.
Not at all. You're blowing up, bro.
I got some things in the works. That's what it is.
He's doing things in the works.
Stop talking to me like your whole career has exploded.
Excuse me, that would be cable. Let me tell you something. First of all,
he's wearing a Comedy Central blouse. You didn't see this?
Yeah, he's got a tough crowd with Colin Quinn.
Don't talk about clothing, you lonely man. Okay, you went from. What are you wearing? Boston? Look at that.
Are you insane? A Patriots jersey.
That's right, you are.
Voss, was that tough crowd sweatshirt hanging next to your Hello Larry and Super Trina t-shirts in your closet?
Oh, yeah, come on. All come at me. I'll take it right now.
Let's all pray. I can't wait till Bonnie dumps him. I just can't wait.
So I can be as lonely as you and fly to
Brazil. Yes, so you can go shopping for dildos with me, go to Brazil.
That's what you're just lonely.
And yes. Because
we were lonely together.
One night,
I was dropping Patrice off at his house, and we pulled in front of his house, and we looked at each other, and we go, we have absolutely nothing going on our careers. We have no girls, and we're lonely.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I kind of did. But he agreed. But you know he's finished, right? I'm finished? Why am I finished?
You know, Bonnie, I just can't wait till he's cuddled up in a fetal position. Like a girl that just found out he ain't the daddy in the back crying like a bitch. I can't wait.
It is going to break
his heart.
You know
she's going to dump you. She's
a winner.
She's going to
break your heart.
You're 57 years old, Voss. Bonnie's still tight.
Wait, you're talking. You got a roommate. Listen.
So what?
You know. Okay,
your credit just got fixed at 62. You're nobody.
Listen, let me.
He's in love, so he thinks he's a somebody. I'm not lonely.
He's killing your boss.
You and your open mic love. That's what it's.
You better stop stirring your coffee and fight back. You're losing.
That's the thing. Right. He's got me in the corner, but he's got me, so I got to take the punches.
All right, well, listen.
But, you know, here's the thing. I'm happy now. I'm happy. Oh, go into the food. Yeah, go cover the pain. Here's the thing. Go cover the pain. He takes a bite. There he goes.
I thought Opie didn't want me to talk. I didn't shut my mic off. He has changed, Patrice.
I didn't touch the mic.
I'm here talking. I'm throwing out probably some of the funniest stuff of my career. Yeah. And the mic is off. Dude, I did not touch that mic.
It's going to take 2 years for him to get out the I'll show you guys stage. He's at that stage. I'll show you guys. Watch this.
I've been humbled. Trust me, I've been humbled. It's going to take some time to get back where I was.
Oh, my God.
But Voss is in for a heartbreak.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's like any relationship. You take that chance. Yeah. You know, we're having a good time, you know.
Look, like Barry Williams.
Listen.
No, we're going to get into a couple things, but go ahead.
You went out and bought a swing for sex.
Oh, it's great.
Do you really? Norton, I think, brought that up. You have a sex swing? What happened to you? You went down to Brazil and you lost your mind.
Calm down. He's choking.
Uh-oh.
And I was two. See, I told you I'd come back.
Can I explain something about that sex swing and all these things?
Is that a tear?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I realized something about myself and about sexuality.
Yes.
I delve deep into sexual deviance, deeper and deeper, right? I stopped, and this serious moment, condoms, because it's very hard to keep it up with the condoms on for me. And I realized that I had to go deeper and deeper into this visual dirt baggishness to keep it up.
With a condom on.
So I went raw for the first time in a long time, like a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I had regular sex for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. So I've stopped some of this stuff. some of it.
You're back to appreciating normal.
I'm back to normal
sex.
But the girls that I have brought down with me and still around no longer want to do regular sex. So now I'm stuck in this world of.
Did you corrupt them or something?
I corrupted them.
You
they
did.
They come over. They set the swing up themselves.
Oh my God!
Get out.
Sit in it.
When you're swinging, like it's kind of like you feel like you're having sex in a tree or something. Like you swing
like a monkey.
Into it.
Oh, I boy. Didn't Bonnie, say it like that. Stop it, Ross.
That was really.
That is brutal.
That was very underhanded.
I'm telling you, you know what it is? He gives all his funniness that he would have had to her.
He
like a life tap, just grabbing any bit of boss that has.
He headlines
any shine
and then he brings
it.
Her on after him.
But it all started with Brazil. You went down there one time and you just lost your mind. Norton's been telling all the Patrice stories for the last 4 months.
I don't understand why. How did he? What it is we is a bunch of us that go down.
I know. He talks about how you guys all sit around with hard-ons because you're all on Viagra waiting to
I'm
go
not,
upstairs.
I can die of a heart attack on Viagra. Norton is sitting there sweating like a dirty little stress doll with his robe. And it's really, and he's packing like a monster wood for like a wormy kid, man. So it's a strange thing.
We've
he's,
all seen it.
Yeah.
I saw it once. I was like, Jesus.
It is kind of.
Opie, are you still, you in a relationship?
Thanks for bringing it up.
No, it's over. I've been trying to get him to come, man. It'll change your lives, man. It's not what you think. It's not just hookers.
Yeah, no. But honestly, we have discussed this openly on the show. I don't get the hooker thing. And I'm not
it's
playing
not
a game.
About
I never got into the hookers. And I never really got into the lap dancing because with me, I need to feel like the girl actually wants me.
Yeah, here's the thing.
And when I just know they're doing it for money or for whatever reason, I'm so out of the game. Are they still hot to look at and all that? Of course, as a human being, visually, I'm like, wow, that's hot. But as far as doing anything, I'm like, no, man, I need someone to kind of want me.
That's, see, at the time when I was explaining it, y'all weren't here for me to explain it to you. I would explain it to you first. It's not about the hookers out there. They will make you feel like that. You are buying that. You are buying that when
you're
going to
buy into that. No way.
Norton almost had a girlfriend from it. Remember that?
He fell in love. Norton got dumped by a prostitute.
he got dumped by a prostitute.
Norton was dumped by a prostitute.
Oh, man.
Wow.
He gets his feelings hurt out there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You'll meet somebody like me.
Just reading notes.
Fall.
No, we got Don Imus calling us today for some reason. Actually, we called. Wow, okay. We just looked up at the TV and we saw Imus in a really bad pink shirt. So I told Ben, hey, why don't you call our friend Imus? So now he's going to call the show.
That'd be cool.
All right, go ahead. So you went down to Brazil.
Yeah,
and
you should go.
Did you think it was going to be a one-time thing? But now you're kind of hooked on the whole Brazil thing, right?
Yeah.
And
so
was
it in Norton. So
like
was in Norton, and
guys,
so was in others.
Well,
that
we know Norton.
Dude,
forget about it.
We know. I don't know. I would have to say close to a dozen people that I've seen in comedy clubs and here and there that now go. Like you guys are dragging new people in all the time.
It's the best. It's the best. See, look at. First of all, let's get it straight. It's dangerous out there. It's really dangerous.
Sure.
In terms of violence and in terms of. Whatever. There's a whole bunch of homeless master pose walking around Brazil for no reason at all, asking you for money. And the girls are just as dangerous. But they make you feel a certain... You should go just... You know what it is? It's just to make you understand what a winner you are here. You don't put up with any bullshit when you come back here. Because you go, wait a minute, I really am a winner. When you go out, you feel...
They make you feel like that.
Because you buy... Because if you can't find it free here... Not the cooch. No one needs to buy. It's all kind of dirt bags walking around.
He points out the window.
Yeah. Bunch of losers. There's a lot of losers.
Look at
I've seen myself naked. Look at her. Goddamn G-string is up over by her neck. She's a mess.
Who are those girls?
There's a lot of girls who sleep with me for free. And I look at myself naked and I go, why? And then that makes me not like them more because I go, why would you sleep with me? I would never give you
wow.
Damn. So it's already a problem.
Yeah.
But you go out there, man, and those girls, because the fact that it takes the pressure off the sex, the pressure of the hunt, the pressure of whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's why guys get girlfriends here, because they don't want to deal with all of the nonsense of getting a girl. So you go there, and you know you can have this gorgeous girl. So you really interact very well with them, man. Mm-hmm. It's a sincere thing.
Right.
I learned how to speak Portuguese. It's fantastic. I barely speak English. I'm learning how to speak Portuguese.
How many times a year you go down now?
Oh, twice.
Oh, that's it? I thought it was more.
How about those
I've heard
kids,
twice,
too.
Twice is
a lot, right?
They teach kids to be prostitutes almost at like...
Oh, Jesus, stop it with your... What? I'm a good guy now, Voss.
I'm trying to...
Why know, are you guys letting him do this, man? Have I missed out this much, man? What
yeah, we've been off for a while. It's kind of hard to get back into the swing.
Why are you allowing him to do this, man? Because he got this little phony relationship that's coming to a complete halt. I'm going to be there to catch you when you're curled up.
So what about the AIDS in Brazil? You worried about the AIDS and all that? Just be
yeah,
honest.
I'm worried about the AIDS on 125th Street. What's that?
Yeah, I'm
worried about the AIDS in the studio.
Absolutely. With some of the people you brought that. Did you bring them down here for any specific reason? Or?
I guess they heard. I don't know. I just came down to show the guy because I know Norton talks about it. But I'm getting tired of hearing that I'm the only dirtbag in the whole crew.
No, you know what it is with Jimmy? Now, here it is with Jimmy. He likes to commiserate with other people. It's like any other addict. You know, they like seeing other people doing the heroin, drinking, you know, and with him, he's such a degenerate. He's such a sexual, just a complete dirtbag that he loves seeing anyone else even kind of getting tied up in the whole thing. So he looks at you, you go down there, you find something you really enjoy, you bring some toys with you, all of a sudden, oh, that Patrice, he's sick. He's a disturbed, sick individual. Yeah, drop another log on my face, honey. Yeah, oh, yeah. Patrice, he's
but
out of his mind.
Isn't Norton gay? Like if you mess with a transsexual,
right?
Aren't you gay?
Not really.
I would
only
think
half.
If you're with a tranny,
there's got to be some kind
there's,
of.
There's something going on there. Yeah.
You're
it's
gay,
still,
right?
It's still a guy.
It's yeah,
it's a like, man.
If you don't, first of all, if you don't make out, okay, right there, you're not gay.
Or look at these rules he has.
Or you got certain rules.
Well, Norton says if you don't push back, you're not gay.
Push back.
Norton's a sissy.
A sissy. So
Norton's a sissy.
Norton wasn't. If
it's
you
not
say
fair. He's
with
not
a
here
trip,
to defend himself.
And he wasn't.
But,
it's not
I don't
like
know.
He was blowing maybe a transvestite. He blew him, and he didn't know it. It was an accident. You know, because some of them look good, and you know.
He said he put his hand on her back, and as he's rubbing her back, he noticed it was a very wide, strong back. But he let him finish.
Come on,
and then
man.
Said he had to wash off man breath.
Now let me ask
off
you a question: is it worse for your career to say you're gay or say somebody takes a dump on your chest?
That's a good point.
We're still
like
figuring that out.
Taking a dump on your chest doesn't destroy your career. Being gay is.
I think if you had to choose between the two, you still have to go with the dump on the chest.
I think it's all geographic.
Why you think gay ruins your career?
I
now?
Think it depends on where you're from.
Gay helps you. Gay helps you.
Unless
your
you're Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. If you're in Hollywood,
depends
I mean.
On where you are.
Yeah.
How many breaks we have left?
One more, and that's it.
All right, we'll just try to keep, we'll just keep going then. Well, you brought the sex toys in, and are these girls going
to... Well, if they don't do nothing, we look at...
I'm just curious to see these things, because Norton is...
I've heard they're finally cracked.
He's got two cases, like CIA. It's like he's carrying the bomb.
You go down to Brazil with these things?
Yeah. Because, look, I want to engage in evil every day that I'm there. I can't take that Viagra, man. That stuff will kill you, man.
Yeah.
So I just
why,
engage
what do you mean
in,
it'll kill you?
So to get the
your heart,
so,
your heart
all right, so to get the good rods, you have to go down this path, right? The regular sex to you is like whatever. You need some craziness involved.
Yeah, all right. Just for visual.
A little
you know
weirdness for visual.
Just for
so
visual.
You taking these toys and using them on chicks gives you that visual thing.
Yeah, some of them.
Gets
you know,
going.
That's why I have glass. Cause it's very safe.
All right.
You
know. Well, get the cases.
Yeah,
out.
I would love to see
Anthony,
a
really
of these.
Fast. You want to read this? We told you guys, Patrice. We'll get back to you in 1 second. Okay. We have so much crap going on here today. We told you guys, Hot 97, the tsunami song, that we'd finally get dragged into this whole mess.
Yeah.
And we got an update from Inside Radio.
Inside Radio reporting there's an Opie and Anthony connection to the Hot 97 tsunami song mess.
And that's the headline. Opie and Anthony connection.
The producer of Miss Jones's show on Hot 97 is Rick Delgado, who produced Opie and Anthony's show for WNEW until the infamous Sex in St. Pat's stunt. Now Delgado, Miss Jones, and the rest of Hot 97's morning crew are on indefinite suspension for airing the We Are the World parody that uses racial terms against Asians. We're not saying that Rick's responsible for what happened in either controversy, but he probably feels he's been at ground zero two times too many. And then they go into, meanwhile, McDonald's pulled its ads off in 97, Hot 97, followed by tax prep firm Jackson Hewitt.
Uh-oh.
And Sprint, also right. An online petition, demands that MS fire the entire morning show, has now gathered over 30,000 signatures. And there's that demonstration at Hot 97's Hudson Street Studios this morning at 11 o'clock. MS faces some tough choices if the noise level doesn't diminish soon. So, Rick, And us getting
there you go. So
tied into the whole thing.
That's the latest, but we said they would drag our names into it somehow. And we have nothing to do with this.
No, nothing.
Go find Rick, your mommy.
Rick, Rick, oh, is that the worst song
Rick moved
song
on
parody?
From our show, and he was producing his morning show, and we think he wrote the song, but we have nothing
with
to do with
tree
it.
Tree right through her head.
That other guy talked.
You were?
I was supposed to be, that was supposed to be my job.
How's your singing voice? Would you have been able to
I would have said no, but that's why I didn't do it. Right. You got to raise your hand to talk and everything in there.
It's
you
the do? Worst. I want to.
You know, Miss Jones is like, blah, 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 blah. I know. And then you got to go.
And raise
and then
your
Rick
hand.
Came in there when I did it. Hey, man, you got to raise your hand. Oh, I'm like, what, Rick? Do you raise even know hand. Me?
Yeah, he forgot you too, right? You have to
raise
your hand.
No bullshit.
Dude, we have a messed up show. It's like just everyone talk. We don't care. Talk at the same time. No one gets like credit here. We all just have fun. It's all about having fun. No egos or any of that crap.
Raise your hand.
That's why I love you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna go out of my character and really kiss your ass.
And your mouth is full of food.
I know.
You let
people be
funny. Talk for
exactly.
I'm telling you, you can't have more fun on anything else than this.
Yep.
Okay,
thank
is that
you.
Good enough?
That's very good. Ass kissing.
Because there's a lot of people that have egos and they're self conscious and stuff, and they at the end of the day have to be the funniest person on their radio show. And Anthony and I figured out a long time ago. You know, Patrice is killing today. Voss is killing today. When I go talk to my people after today, they're going to all say, wow, you guys were really funny today. No. Well, maybe we were a little bit, but you killed today. We still get the credit.
Those
for having a funny show.
Oh. And Anthony was funny. I'm raising my hand.
Oh.
Nice visual.
I'm not lying,
pick.
Dude.
That is
raise
the
your
worst.
Hand?
When I came in there, because I knew her, and I came in there, and she sort of treated me like Opie treated me today. So
that wasn't that bad.
When I came in,
I was just distracted. We're going to do an interview. And
I was sitting in this chair. I went to sit in there. She came in and goes, that's somebody else's chair. Didn't even say hi. I go, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Stuck her fingers right at me. So I said, okay, I see how it's going to be. Ugh. So they were trying to treat me like the new kid at the high school. So now, you know.
How do you work in that environment? How do you have
find
any
your
fun?
Mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. We thought
screaming
they were gone.
Screaming chinks.
What? We thought they were going to fire him, but it looks like they're going to, I don't know. I think they're going to try to ride the storm.
No, they'll probably
I
fire
I think they'll fire
what
him.
Is Friday's, what is Friday's always suspension? The fired day.
What's that?
What is indefinite suspension? What's that code? Is that code for fired or code for
code for
let
fired?
It go off?
Indefinite suspension is code for they're already fired. We just have to figure out what to do with their contract, who we're putting in here. That they're done.
And there is no trace of them on the website.
On the website, yeah. Right. Oh, they're gone off the website. That's a biggie. And McDonald's pulls their ads. That tax firm pulled their ads. Sprint Telephone pulled their ads. And they pulled their ads. For an indefinite period of time until they said big changes are made over there.
Right.
They want them fired.
Sponsors definitely control radio programs. A lot of people talk about the FCC. It's like, well, yeah, got to worry about that a little bit and fines, but you got to worry about the big sponsors.
When these
sponsors
people, these Asians,
a lot more.
These Asians ran to McDonald's and said, look what you're advertising on. You know, get off of there.
Oh, my God. And people don't listen to Asians. They're not like the top getting you fired.
No,
people.
Getting people riled. Black
Jews,
people are the
blacks,
best.
And then Latinos.
Blacks are better than Jews. Blacks are better
fired?
Than Jews.
Yeah. No, because the Jews fire you.
At raising a ruckus. At raising a ruckus.
Raising a ruckus.
Blacks don't get you fired as well as Jews do.
I think if you make a racial epithet or a racial comment, a derogatory racial comment on TV or radio, and it's against blacks or Jews, blacks will get you in trouble faster than Jews will.
But blacks don't get you fired. Black people go, okay, well,
blacks
sorry.
Complain to the people that own the companies, which are the Jews, and then the Jews fire
you. I can't argue with that. I mean, you know more than me on that, but I just never felt like we
I
get
think
people
Jews
fired.
Take it a little easier. They're like, you know.
Jews are more passive.
You know,
and Wasp heard about this thing. This is the thing: Chinese people, and then all the O'Reillys and the Hannity homes.
They
start talking.
O'Reilly's such a hypocrite.
O'Reilly's an ass.
He really is.
I bought
ass.
Some of these dildos from O'Reilly.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Now these things.
Say has to love you.
These dildos. You just open this thing up like James Bond.
I know.
A suitcase of stuff Q gave
Dude,
him.
He's got he's got suitcases with combination locks on them.
If you put that into something, then it's
the Arab security guard downstairs winked at me and said, "Is this going down now?"
What? Oh, that's great. All right, partner. I got you.
Why are these glass? Why are they glass?
Because it's safer.
And where do you get glass dildos from?
From the glass dildo shop.
How much do you spend on that?
Glass dildos are us. I have thousands of dollars worth of sex. No. I really did go in. I can't argue the loneliness, man.
Yeah, I know.
This looks like the missing scene from Pulp Fiction when Marcellus Wallace opens the briefcase up. Patrice sitting there next to the glowing dildos.
And somebody should read off some Bible terms to me. And then shoot me for this.
That's
obsessive. And you will know when my glass dildo goes inside you that I am the Lord. When I lay my dildo upon thee.
Maybe the dildo's the shepherd. And I'm the righteous man. And your snatch.
And the thing is, I done corrupted, you corrupt a few girls and they love it.
Yeah.
And it just gets deeper and deeper and they trust me that when I bring weirder and weirder stuff, they had trusted me from the weird stuff before.
Oh,
so they're like, I got nipple things, you put a nipple on and suck the nipple in, which I don't get, but
they're in.
Wow,
that is odd. Voss is holding it.
But
with his
safe.
Sleeve, because he doesn't want to touch it.
Yeah, okay, come on.
How do you clean those? Do you boil them?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like a popsicle stick.
What are you doing with those grills in here to try?
You clean them well, you know what I'm saying? Because they're glass.
Are you scared this will chip off into the...
Nah, man, it's not as bring the pirates girls in. Anyway.
Not beating them with it.
What the hell's on the other?
Look
thing?
At that. All this. What gets me is how do you follow that?
You don't. Like he said, it's like the thing he just said is always in context, right? The dude just said he doesn't bother comics because he's going to end up getting the credit for the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
This, I get credit for their orgasms. This is not, I'm not following this.
That's true.
She's attaching me to the whole.
The whole process.
Yeah, the process. You can't follow it.
Do you name these things? There's all sorts of different sizes. We got to explain because it's radio. A lot of all different sizes of glass dildos.
Different colors.
This one by far.
That's the Mac Daddy?
With the handle. This one by far is
the favorite.
Is the top. This is my headliner. This is the Trooper.
All right, that's the headliner. Which one's your Voss?
Yeah.
This is the Voss, believe it or not. That
really?
That doesn't seem
to satisfy.
Yeah, that gets booed all the time. This one spits on itself.
That one's good at bringing up the other one.
But this one, the other place,
the little one, right?
This is the headliner for other place. This is the headliner for.
Wow, you put that one in the back door, huh?
For those who enjoy.
Oh my.
And that one with the handle. Now that's ribbed all the way down, right?
Oh, this is brute. That is just.
Do you open up the briefcase and then let the lady?
No.
Pick
the
weapon of choice.
You don't ever give women a choice in sex, dude.
No.
No.
You make the decision.
Yeah, you don't give them the you don't let them go, I don't like that. You just go shh.
Como.
And what's
Como? Norton was telling us about Como.
We know more about you than you do.
And here's how awful it is. This is how everybody gets strung out. I go back and with all my stuff and I took up one girl every time with me when we went on to because you don't do it in the street. You go to like a little place, sure. You know? And we took up one girl, and I took one girl all the time with other girls. And she loved it so much, she was saying Como to the other girl. So she was she was my Bonnie and Clyde. But she was going, shh, Como. But she was speaking Portuguese. Como, relaxo, other girl.
Now you do this, you rub the belly.
You got
to
make them feel comfortable, man.
To tell them to calm down a little bit.
To calm down, to chill out, because it's kind of strange.
Because was she getting nervous?
Well, because they're used to just, guys coming in and pumping them, but I don't. You can't do that. That's why I bring them, because I want to engage in evil every day.
Right.
But I can't even, because the AIDS thing, you can't sleep with them all the time. So I bring these down, and we have fun.
And bring a big suitcase of AIDS back home.
That's nice. I like that. It's a biohazard.
I know.
These are so clean, man.
It came with Dustin Hoffman.
This is the show pieces. There's some at home that there's some at home that I can't betray my darlings that allow me to do that I keep for them. They
right,
have
just
their
special
little
for them.
Place.
You have given us a lot of thought,
so
man.
So you'll fly 15 hours to Brazil. You'll take your dildos. You'll ram it in some girl. You won't fuck her, and then you'll get back on a plane and come home. That's problems, man. That's you just need help. You don't got to fly.
Patrice, do they open?
He's trying the, so hard to make something of that.
I know.
You know why? Because he's an old, useless man. Let's be honest.
Okay, so one.
And he's Jewish. What? He can't be packing.
Oh no! Now you're gonna make him pull out a photo.
Of what?
He's got a Polaroid of his.
Let me tell you something.
Johnson on
Cialis. Can I give you guys some advice here on what this publicity stunt he's about to do?
Yeah.
I send he's photos of mine now on the camera.
Yeah.
With certain angles, dude, I'm packing a monster.
That's true.
So if he pulls out a picture of his penis and is like Diesel, you know, then it's a publicity stunt.
He photographed it in front of a blue screen and sent it to Spielberg to work on.
But can I tell them a story?
Put a building behind this.
Okay.
Hold on really fast, because have you ever had to open up these briefcases at security at the airport?
Dad, I get checked out, I put them in there,
right,
and then I go through security.
What kind of looks? What do they say to you?
I laugh my ass off. Yeah. And when the girl puts the gloves on, yeah, I go, aha. And they say, what are you doing with these, sir? I say, look at him.
Look at him. What are you
going to Brazil? Right. What are you going to do? I'm going to buy my baby a house.
Wait, what's the other one?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the other joint?
That is funny.
Why did we keep him out of the studio so long?
Now he's got another briefcase.
This is who that one.
All right, so that's the glass dildos. What's Oh my god!
Oh wow! Oh my god!
These are the
dude. You got the hell?
You got ropes and whips.
Yeah.
Rubber ones. He's got electric devices.
That's a clit sucker. This is a portable vibrator. This is like I got this.
Look
one has a
at this briefcase. And they're metal briefcases.
This one is when I'm feeling lazy.
That's like a tongue on a battery.
A vibrating tongue.
This here.
You got to explain that a little
collars.
Bit.
Spiked collars.
This one here.
It's a whole briefcase filled.
This is when you meet a real trooper.
Is that how you make pancakes?
Yes.
This is the George Foreman vibrator.
What the hell is that?
When I use it, believe me, all my sons, George, get all their women off with the new George Foreman, the fat grilling, pussy drilling machine.
This one's good, too. This one's a good one.
Yeah.
It's
a magic wand looking thing.
Yeah, it's like.
The violator, right?
This is for true animals.
So is that for the front or the back, that big one?
It could be either or. And I got one that looks exactly like a blender I didn't bring, but it has two heads, one for the back, one for the front.
It looks like a brawn hand blender with a tennis ball at the end of it. It's pretty much what that looks like.
Well, it's called a magic wand. I don't want to plug it, but it's the greatest.
Dude, you do have problems, man.
He's got studded collars.
I was with you until you open up the second briefcase.
I know, man. I know, dude.
There's a garret in there. What is that? What is that red rope?
Oh,
what do
this
you use
one.
That for?
This is the creep. No one likes this. But you.
What is that? A dental instrument?
No. What you do?
It's a Olivier. It's a Olivier.
Is it safe?
It's a cookie cutter.
It's a cookie cutter, but
it looks like a spur on a stick.
What happens is.
What do you do with that?
You it's games. It's sex games. When you blindfold them, and put when you put the cuffs and stuff on. This is not good.
No.
So,
dude, did you have a nervous breakdown since we got fired?
Yes! I told you!
You have to come in and just tell a couple jokes!
Nervous breakdown.
As he's filling this, he's going to start crying.
Dude, I'm trying to go with it, but it's getting
weird.
I'm trying to go with it, but it's getting deeper and deeper. I'm like, you used to come in and just roast us. And
but I brought this because Norton was informing you of how evil it was. I wouldn't do that's what I'm saying. I'm not plugging these. I'm just saying.
I understand.
Let me explain the cookie cutter over here.
Yeah, what do you do with
that? I'm willing to listen.
Listen, man, to the cookie cutter.
All right.
It's what you blindfold. It's for games.
Right.
So what you do is when you blindfold them, they can't see, and you just place it somewhere. It's a sensation, dude.
And you gently roll it over
their
body.
Yeah, you just gently roll it. There you go. Yes.
Would you push hard enough?
No, you like roll. You like roll up the nips, and you don't push hard.
You got a box cutter too?
It's the girls who dig it, man. It's like
try it on one of the girls.
Oh, God, no. Well, I'll give you my opinion.
You will?
Yeah.
Do you have a blindfold for this lady?
You gotta take your shirt off to do it.
Yeah, what's her name? What's your name?
Jen.
Jen, cute blonde.
It's, yeah, you roll it. What you sort do, of. Well, she has to be blindfolded the whole thing.
Right.
No. Dumb.
And when you roll it up, look, you roll it. She's, this is what, but it, see, if we was, okay.
It's like a kid in a candy store.
Jeez, they're trying to batten down the hatches. <I know. laughs> Look, they're trying to get the shades down. It ain't working.
We're not doing that. But let me tell you something.
Let's put the shades down so the rest of the office doesn't see what we're doing, but let CBS continue rolling film.
It's a network camera rolling.
But let's worry about the two idiot freaking coworkers.
You have a breakdown.
It's just, look, man, this is useless when they can see.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you know, you meet a lot of old, but these girls are young too, man. It's like,
yeah.
Where's the blindfold for the blonde girl?
No, wait, no. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This briefcase here with the glass dildos.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, because it's got to have like a warm sensation. And well, that warm
you
lube,
warm
it
them
just
up, don't
do
you?
It.
This is what I'm saying. This is
Patrice
why.
Patrice will have an answer for that, too, I guarantee.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's. Calmo is the answer.
Calmo.
Calmo. It's cold.
That briefcase, that briefcase right there is the reason why I don't date black guys.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
Yeah, because you always see black guys walking around with metal briefcases.
They don't need it.
Glass dildos.
Why are you bringing whores with personalities? Why not just kill them?
Just shut up and be whores.
Make a song parody about throwing these bitches out of here. If they not.
Hey, why do you lie? Tell the truth. You don't date black guys because you get along with your father. That has nothing to do with this.
Oh.
No, they're scary. Black guys are scary. That is scary. Look at that. Look at that.
That is not scary.
That is not scary.
Did you autograph that one? Is that graffiti on that thing? What is that?
It was pressed down on the leather. So, but it's all good. Look at Anthony's. He's getting turned. Look.
No, I'm frightened. That is something.
Something definitely happened to you during
our
time off.
Yeah, a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, man. I like the fact that he needs two briefcases.
But this is why I'm here this morning, because I was like, geez, Bob was here, and I'm like, man, what am I doing? I'm just delving into... They had two suitcases, and I had them out in full view when girls would come over, and they would. I wouldn't even care about the horrifying look. I go, look, this is what I do.
Here's what I do.
Yeah.
Do you sell this stuff on the street?
I'm gonna tell him to start selling it, man, because this is very expensive, dude. I got to.
What does one? What does one go for?
No.
What does one go for?
Screw the.
$350. $250.
Wow.
The little ones be $190.
What else is in the other one? I mean, this is the scary briefcase. You got
the red rope? What's the red rope?
Yeah, the red
for,
rope,
Patrice.
Patrice, the nylon red rope
hanging on the back of the suitcase.
Right there.
Oh, that's
just to tie up, obviously, but tie the hands.
Yeah. It's the whole.
That's scary.
The cuffs and, boy.
The cookie cutter.
This one here.
Oh, a prop.
This is, it's all regular when you're into
ass.
It. You know, just seeing it like this is,
smack her ass with that.
You know, just seeing it.
A little harder? Oh, wow.
No, not at all.
What about on bare ass? Pull them pants down. Pull them pants down.
Well, this one's for bare ass. This one.
Give her a little with the, on the bare ass.
Girls. Show Patrice your ass. Let's go.
Give her on the bare ass.
Oh, what happened? The girls, you should be naked in here.
Come on. Because that's going to hit. Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Like that didn't hurt. Yeah. You know it did.
But it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt. It turned on a little bit.
That was like watching Roots in reverse.
That's definitely.
Jen, you want a shot at that?
What, the...
The whip?
Just on your butt.
No?
Just on your butt.
A light one.
Just one.
A
little bit on our ass.
Do it with pants on. So
why?
Ugh.
Come on. Expose that white ass.
Yeah, come on. Don't be a white girl.
Expose that white ass.
You're a white girl.
You're not here for your comedy. Let's go.
Oh, she's a comic?
No.
See, I make girls scream all the time.
Oh, the music started.
Oh, the music started. What, we got 2 minutes left?
We only got 2 minutes. Imus never called?
Next week.
Oh, next week?
We ran out of time.
Oh, okay. Because we want to spend some time with Don Imus.
But we wanted to talk about his faggy pink shirt he was wearing.
Well, thanks for having me down, Phil.
No, we got a little time, so that's about it. Anything else you forgot?
We got this one here. This is the...
Whoa, what is that? Is that the rabbit?
This is the rabbit. Yeah,
I've heard about
we've
that.
We've seen
one.
The rabbit.
This is the rabbit.
We've seen that in our years doing this awful radio show.
There's a lot of internal moving devices on the rabbit, and then it's got a little two ears to stimulate. Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Well, nipple suction.
What the hell is that?
Nipple suction.
Suction? What does it do?
Yeah, you put them on the nipples and squeeze, and the nipples just suck up in it, and then you turn that on, it vibrates.
Oh, battery-powered crazy straw. What the hell have you got there?
Nervous breakdown. You made me decide to get rid of this, man, because I think I did have a nervous breakdown and didn't know it. I have a king-size bed that's bigger than my whole room. I'm finished.
That's really? What I, you got a big bed to
but
do
But that's
all
when
this
I realized
on.
That you and I have been off the air a long time. To us, we thought, we were off a week, because we for doing the same thing. Like, you know,
you made a great point. Patrice would come in, goof on Voss's teeth. Norton's a pudgy little nothing. Yeah. Hey, good. And we'd laugh our asses off. He'd call Colin an old man. Fun stuff. Now, hey, look at my briefcase. And I take Como. And I like your triple clip.
It's your fault.
He's lost his mind.
He gave me nothing to live for except for Tuck Brown when that was on.
Let's get some plugs in. Norton is at Comedy Works in Albany. That's why he wasn't here today. Rich Voss did a great job filling
once
in
once again. Thank you, Rich.
Well, you're going to be at Rascals in Montclair, New Jersey this weekend
tomorrow.
With Bonnie. Yeah. Are you plugging anything besides girls there, Patrice?
You got 8 seconds.
He's just left.
I'm doing my HBO special.
Oh, when is that going to
air? Yeah, when's the HBO special?
They come out in April. This concludes our podcast day. The Dan Anthony Show.